Okay? So you need to know that. And we also need to understand that he does break Revelation, the tribulation period, into two parts. Of the first half of Daniel's 70th week is 3.5 years. The second half of that, it calls it a week, but really it's 7 years. And the other 3.5 years is called the Great Tribulation. Jesus called it the Great Tribulation. So you could say it like this. You could say the first 3.5 years is called the tribulation period, if this will help you to remember. And you could say the last 3.5 years is the Great Tribulation. Jesus called it the Great Tribulation. And we'll give you some scripture references for that. So we got through chapter 6 today. You know, we pretty much really just read what's plainly written. Didn't we do that? And the reason I'm doing it this way is so we can see that it's that simple. I mean, it really is that simple. I encourage you to read the book. I don't know if we'll be continuing on this tomorrow, but we are going to go through the whole book. And then even more importantly than this, I'm going to get into the book of Daniel. Because Daniel is going to describe some things in here you may not have seen. It's going to clear up some things. I know I'm telling you that the Antichrist comes out of Syria. He's going to come out of that area of the world. And a lot of these things only happen in the Middle East. That may be too far-fetched for some to believe, but I'll prove it with Scripture when we get into Daniel. And then you're going to have to accept what God has said. I mean, it's that simple. We can't take it away. Because Daniel seen it thousands of... He said this is for the time of the end. And I encourage you to read the book of Daniel too, while we go through this, and read it over and over. Read the book of Revelation over and over, so you can get this in you, and God can get that foundation in you, can clear things up. Because you know, a lot of people won't listen to the Bible, but if you start talking end times, they may open up their ear. Even people, I mean, if you leave a book laid down that says end times, most people will pick it up and read that book. People are intrigued by end times. It's good to understand this, and I want you to understand how it's laid out, so you can say, well, look here, this is what's going on, and they'll go, oh, it's all a bunch of symbolism. Say, no, this is literal right here. Why do you think it's, you know, you can ask them why they think it's symbolism, and, you know, ask them for a scripture reference that proves it's symbolism. Because a lot of these things are literal. A lot of the creatures in here are literal. There's no reason not to think that they are. And Daniel even mentions a lot of these things in there. And so the main thing I want you to get out of tonight is that, you know, you do know how to interpret the first 6 chapters, sure. Now, there's nothing in there that cannot be interpreted. So we just broke a quarter of the book of Revelation. You got it down. What do you really think I could teach this? I mean, all you got to do is read it. That's it. Some of this stuff's going to get a little more difficult as we go on. We're going to have to get into the book of Daniel to describe it, especially when it comes to the Antichrist and things. But as for now, I mean, if somebody, you can tell them, this is how it's broken up. If you want to understand the first 6 chapters, just read it. It means what it says. It says what it means. You can point out those few things that I pointed out to you. But really, even, you know, I said the eyes and with the horns, but really he even tells you it's the Spirit of God. He tells you what it is. So, you know, him that sits on the throne, we know that God the Father is sitting on the throne. We know the Lamb represented Jesus, right? So, you know, it's so easy. I don't know why people have to try to He said, "For I have given you my word to understand. I've given you my statutes, my precepts to walk in and to obey. So be not confused, for I've given you the Holy Spirit to teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Yes, and he will guide you into all truth. He will show you things to come. He will reveal these truths to your hearts. For my word goes forth into all the earth to bring understanding to my people. Yes, for I know how to communicate to humanity. For I'm a big and mighty God. And these things can be interpreted by themselves, says the Lord." Hallelujah. You know, that's just how it is. So many people have made the Bible to be so difficult The devil wants you to think the Bible's difficult. That's, you know what it's saying? It's saying that God's too dumb to be able to communicate with a lower form of being, which is humanity. God is not dumb. The first thing you need to understand is that the Bible's the easiest book in the world to understand. The reason some of it's hard to understand to people is because they're living in sin. As soon as you get rid of the sin business and say, I'm really giving my whole heart to Jesus, the Bible starts to open up. Yes, it takes meditation because there's a lot of wisdom in there, but the more you read it, it's just like, you know, if you read a book on how to be a doctor, some of that stuff initially, if you're studying to be a doctor, some of that would be hard to understand. But by the time you're done at your college course, you'd have a full-blown understanding of how to be a doctor and you'd understand it. It's the same thing at God's Word. You know how to be a son of God because He describes you in His Word. Some of it may be a little high for you initially, but just like any other book full of wisdom, if you just take the time to study it and live in that book, you know, and take the time to do it instead of running around saying it's hard to understand, you'll be able to understand everything about God's Word, won't you?
Amen.
I think I just may teach a course on basics of Bible interpretation because I want everybody to really realize that this book is so, so easy to understand. And if you can believe that, it will be easy to understand. If you believe it's hard to understand, just go, oh man, I just never figure this out. And give up, I mean, you're never going to figure it out at that point. But if you just take it for what's simply written, He said, don't add unto my word, don't take away from it. You know, He told Timothy, preach the word. We don't need to be, you know, a lot of people take types and shadows. Everything's a type and shadow. Not everything's a type and shadow. Some things are types and shadows. But not everything in the Old Testament. You can't make everything into a type and shadow like some people do. And it will impress the sheep. It will impress all sorts of believers, and man, wow, he's an amazing teacher. But the problem is, if it's really not a type and shadow, and you made it out to be a type and shadow, you're changing God's word, and you're bringing glory to yourself. That's not bringing God glory. What brings God glory is when the believer, the sheep, understand the word of God. Can you prove that to me, Pastor Dan? Sure I can. He said in John chapter 16, he said, I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. He said, howbeit when the Spirit of truth has come, He'll guide you into all truth. He said, He will not speak of Himself. He's not going to speak anything above the Word. He'll not speak of Himself. Anybody speaking by the anointing of the Holy Spirit should be speaking about the Word. He said, He'll not speak of Himself. Whatsoever He hears, that shall He speak to show you things of. He said, He'll glorify me. How's He going to glorify you, Jesus? He'll glorify me, for He shall take of mine, that's the Word, and show it unto you. All things that the Father has in mind, therefore say I, that He shall take them out and shall show it unto you. So what brings God glory is not coming up here and wowing you with things that are just so high and lofty that you're like, man, how did you get that? Well, what really brings Him glory is when I come up here and by the end of the teaching, you have something you can go home and next time you go through your Bible, you got something out of it. Now, there may be times that you're like, how did you get that? But I always try to go into detail how I got it and prove to you by Scripture how I got it. Everything needs to be proved to Scripture. Everything needs to be aligned with the whole Bible, not just the New Testament, but the Old Testament also, you know. And, you know, we need to stick with the Word. That's where it's safe. And that's what's the most important thing for the book of Revelation. It's stick with what's plainly written. If John wanted us to... He wouldn't use symbolism. Some people say that some of these things are military equipment or some of the things that, you know, it's this, that, and the other. But really, if it was military equipment, John would have said it's military equipment. God did not make this book. When He says they're creatures of sorts of fire breathing, they are creatures. They really, literally are creatures. And if they weren't, He would have said that they're not. And there's so many theories around here. I mean, it doesn't surprise me what anybody believes about the book. But if we'll just stick with what's written, we're safe. Amen? Yeah. Learn that tonight. Always stick with... You know, Paul said this. He said, you know, I follow Paul, I follow Cephas, I follow Christ. He said, that you may learn the meaning of the saying, don't go beyond what is written. He told Timothy, preach the word. You know, he said, till I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. We should be spending a whole lot of time. If you haven't noticed, a lot of times I'll read two, three chapters in a teaching. God's Word, you can interpret a lot of this just sitting out there. You can hear it and you already know what it means. And I'm just expounding upon it. Now, there are some things that are difficult in the Word, and that's where the gift of the teacher comes in. We can describe and understand these things to you. But I want you to learn to be a self-feeder and a self-interpreter of the Bible. Amen. And that's going to come through meditation. We need to be meditating His Word over and over. Amen?